Friends, in the Bible, man was created differently from all other living creatures. To begin, man's body was directly shaped by the Creator, unlike all other living creatures. Other creatures were brought into being merely by divine command. It's remarkable that while the other living creatures were made according to their kinds, man was created in the image of the Creator after his likeness. This explains why man received a living, immortal soul by the very breath of his Creator. In that way, man alone was meant to enjoy a distinctly unique standing and relationship with the Creator. We are taught this clearly in the first and the second chapters of the Bible. In Genesis 1, we read, "And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. In the second chapter we read, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. Friends, obviously the image or likeness of the invisible Creator that was uniquely given to man is spiritual, not physical or material. Being in the likeness of his Creator, Adam, before his rebellion and separation from his loving Creator, enjoyed God-like, holy knowledge and understanding. The divine image provided man with a divinely given free will which qualified him to exercise good and holy decision-making in full harmony with the will of his holy Creator. Thus, man was uniquely endowed with the authority and ability to rule all other living creatures in the entire realm of the visible creation over land, sky, and sea. Friends, the divine image given to Adam successfully enabled him to think purely the Creator's thoughts after him. This was clear when he was asked to identify and give names to the other living creatures. Also, Adam shared the conclusion of his wise Creator that he needed a helpmate. Tragically, Adam's rebellion corrupted his divinely breathed soul. It severed his fellowship and full harmony with his gracious Creator. His sinfulness deprived him of God-like knowledge and understanding. He became deprived of the ability to exercise decision-making in harmony with his Creator's holy will. As his descendants, we each inherit Adam's corrupted soul, as does all humanity. Friends, the holy design and good intent of the merciful and gracious Almighty Creator were not to fail. Immediately, humanity was promised a saving plan by direct divine intervention. The promised seed of woman is the sinless new Adam. Jesus, the Messiah Savior, became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Hallelujah.